This is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Taini Mundondo, who's Executive Director of the African Publishers Network. I wanted to first ask you about books published in Africa, and I noticed on your stand at Bologna, there were books from Benin, Ghana, Rwanda, Senegal, a lot of places. So what do you see happening in publishing there today?
The publishing in Africa is quite diverse. All the publishers we have seen, they publish children's books, and they also publish books for adults, and they publish non-fiction titles as well, which I feel probably will be more appropriate to your American market.
Now, when publishers are there, are they looking, I know I've spoken with people in the past and they've said a lot of times there's interest in co-editions, French or other languages. So do you see a lot of that now?
Well, our publishers do publish basically for the African market, but they also look at publishing books that travel, that can go outside their countries. So people look at co-editions, yes, but we also have the novels that they have, which are not co-editions, but they look at selling rights of those books to anyone who is interested. Like we have seen at my stand, I had a couple of people who had actually come and they're interested in books to license children for young adults, books for young adults, and specifically books by women writers.
That's interesting that it would be for women writers. When you talk about books for teenagers, how much do you see books like that traveling? Because it can be a lot of cultural differences, and teenagers are sort of their moment.
Well, I found that books for teenagers also travel in the sense that some publishers outside Africa want their teenagers to read about what the other teenagers in Africa experience, go through, and what their cultural, socio-economic background, how that it builds onto them. And that comes out in books. Well, some stories are written by adults, but they have that focus on teenagers. And you know, like you say, the teenagers are their own people. They like to read about other people. Like people, children in Africa, they also want to read, and they most likely take those American musicians, stars and film stars, they want to live their lives, but they're teenagers, those are adults. So you find that there's those similarities, they become sort of like role play. They want to, mentors, they look at them as mentors. So you find that I'm sure the American market and other markets also will be interested in reading books about and for our teenagers.
Do you have much in the way of formats in picture books? Do you see a lot of things like pop-up books or lift the flap or things that are in the United States? There's a lot where it's a combination almost of a book and a toy. And I wondered if you see much with that kind of publishing.
Well, I'm sure that will come in future, but at the moment it's not there. We have picture books, yes, but the pop-ups, people are also trying, especially in South Africa, they're trying to put that in, but that depends on the economy of the country and the amount of disposable incomes left. Our parents, we notice that they still feel that they buy the child a toy instead of a book. So we are also trying to develop that culture of reading, and a culture whereby people give books as presents on birthdays, Christmas, not just toys. So I'm sure we will come to that.
And video, do you see a lot of competition from video and computer games now too?
Yes, videos, because you find a lot of people are using these DVDs. And they watch a lot of videos, they watch a lot of films, and computer games, they're coming in, where some shop will open a shop and put computer games. But that is not really caught up. We are still pushing on the book. Although we know sometimes you cannot run away from those things, but you're trying to say, let your children be educated first, and tell the children they have to read first before they get there, so that they understand and appreciate it.
And with languages, because there are a lot of different languages, what about when people publish? Do they look to publish in multiple language editions, or is it shared languages?
We have publishers who publish in bilingual books. You saw some of the books from Morocco. They're in French and in Arabic. So I think the demand is what pushes people to publish books like that. And I think I've seen also some of the books where they have books that are on one side is English, on the other side is French, or sometimes mixed. and they tend to do that even for local languages. I've seen a book in a local language and in English. No, they mix the text. They explain a paragraph so that the children like reading in local languages. We feel children learn more and understand better if they also read their mother tongue. So those books are coming up, and it looks like there's a demand for that, especially in Europe, where they feel they need those books. I even have someone asking me for books in French and English, bilingual, English, Italian, a local language, Amharic, from Eritrea and Ethiopia, and English and Italian. So that is a demand, and I don't even know if those books exist at all, but I know some of that local language and English, and like in Ethiopia, American English, next to each other, I've seen those books. So the demand does make publishers follow where there is a demand.
Now, with internet bookselling, is it possible for people, let's say they've relocated or they have family and they want to share aspects of a culture, is it possible for people to be getting books, let's say in the United States or in other places, from these publishers directly?
Well, people are getting books through Google. They're getting books from... there are three main publishing that do internet. And just a day before, I met a lady. She's Zimbabwean and from London. And she was saying, I think I'll have to Google it and see if I can buy a copy from Amazon. So I think there's that possibility. But in Africa, it's not, we haven't caught up onto that yet. We still like going to a bookshop, finding the book, perusing through it, and then choosing and then buying.
And I know one of the publishers I had spoken with a number of years ago was talking about that part of their mission, I think it was Editions Bakami, was telling me that part of their mission was to try and help set up libraries, in their case in Rwanda, to make sure that books were available in more broadly. Is that something that you've seen other publishers get involved with in some of the countries?
Yes. Last year at Frankfurt Book Fair, I met a lady from Kenya. They're doing promotion of reading. And even the Tanzania Book Project, the Children's Book Project in Tanzania, they're also doing promotion of reading. And in Ghana, they have the Osu Library. They're also doing promotion of reading. So in most African countries, they are pushing for the promotion of reading, because we feel once you have people who can read, then there is a market for books, no matter where they come from.
And one last question. What are some of the things that you see happening there in the past year or two that are, you think, changing some of the publishing?
Quality of books has changed a lot, and it keeps improving, and I'm quite happy. Even to the issue of printing on thick paper for children's books. We used to always say publishers are not interested in those because it's costly, but our African publishers, even small, young publishers, are getting into that publishing because they feel when they present the best, the buyer will look for the best. So that area of quality is really improving. And also the use of technology in the publishing industry. I met a designer a week ago who was telling me they really have to do that film and so on. It's really improving. So we no longer have to be sitting and cutting and pasting. So that technology has really helped the publishers in Africa, I can say.
Now, is it correct for people who might want to find out more to look, there's a website for the association that people can look at?
Yes, we have a website, www.african-publishers.net. They can find more information there. We are still revamping our website, but I'm sure in a few weeks' time it will be rich.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me. That'll be great, and hopefully people will be visiting the website and be looking for shared opportunities there too.
Thank you very much, Susan, for giving me this opportunity to talk to you in Bologna. I haven't been to Bologna in a long time, but I'm happy that I'm here and that I've met you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy about it too.